One of the stories that just sticks in my mind, John, is when my daughters, who were 12 and 10, and we said, "Do you want to come to one of these rescues and see what your dad is doing and why he's getting arrested?" And I asked them if they wanted to do that. And they said, "Yeah, we really do want to." So they came, standing safely on the other side of the street with my wife, where there was, nothing that would be bothersome except what they could see across the street. And they saw me and the others dragged off and arrested and all that. So then I'm released that afternoon, which is typical. You're just in a holding tank, and then I'm home that evening with the kids. And then the next morning, the Oregonian, Oregon's largest newspaper, which back then had a huge circulation, got the morning paper, turned to it, knew what to expect because I had seen this happen, read it. It was just, I don't know how to say it, except it was his fault. It was crazy. Every once in a while, there was something true about the location, about the number of us who were there, but then it would start talking about the behavior and what we were doing and yelling and screaming at women and intimidating them, none of which was true. And our daughter, Karina, who was then 12, I handed her the paper and I said, "Read this." And she had two aspirations in life at that point, vocation-wise. She wanted to either be a journalist or a lawyer. So she had great interest in this. So she reads this story, and about halfway through reading, tears start coming down her face. And she looks at me and she says, "Dad, this isn't true. I was there the whole time. I saw everything. This is not what happened." And I thought, you know what? You could talk forever about media bias, but that's when it became real.
Yeah, you couldn't pay a teacher for 3 years to drive that point home better
Exactly.
than she received it just that day. And what an important thing for your kids to see you willing, to go back. I mean, it's one thing to be arrested. It's another thing to be arrested multiple times. But this also puts you guys kind of on a path to a financial ruinous situation.